How true that is. How true it is. How true is it?
这是何等的真实。
That we go through a lot.
我们会经历很多的事情。
Sometimes you cannot just imagine how can we take this.
有的时候我们很难想象我们能够承受这么多事情。
I think about a month ago, I had an accident. I had a black eye.
一个月以前我出了一次事故，我眼睛眼圈都黑了。
But God preserved me. Nothing major happened.
但是神保守了我，说没有发生重大的事情。
After this 2 weeks, we had the whole family had this so-called cold.
但是这两个礼拜我们全家都感冒了。
From my son, then to me, then to my wife, then to my mom.
从我的儿子到我的妻子到我到我的妈妈。
Even until today, I was reluctant. Can I speak today?
今天早上我甚至在怀疑我还能不能再讲。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
That Him says.
这个诗歌说
到。He is the hidden source of calm repose.
他是我的平静秘密之源。
He is that rock in which we stand.
他是我们所站立的磐石。
That's why every time we go through some circumstance.
所以每次当我们经历环境的时候。
We just say, Lord, You are that rock in which we stand.
我们说主你是我们所站立的磐石。
I just want to hide in you.
我只想在你里面隐藏。
This is life.
这就是我们的生活。
But thank God we have Christ in us.
但是感谢神在有我们有基督在我们里面。
He is our hope of glory.
这是那个荣耀的盼望。
Not only we ask for healing.
不光是我们求医治。
One day we hope for that glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是有一天我们会盼望他荣耀的显现。
That this body of ours will be what transformed.
我们的身体会改变形状。
Before I keep on going on, let's turn our Bible, okay?
我们一起来翻开圣经。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Verse 4 to 6.
第四节到第六节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 to 6.I'll read it first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们会众一起来读中文。
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake,The wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
我们一起来读。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
You know, the English, there's another translation easier to understand.
另外一种翻译会更加的理解，容易理解。
He said, especially verse 5.
尤其是在第五节。
They put to death the members of your body which are upon the earth.
就要致死你们在地上的肢体。
As sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry.
就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
I hope we will use this translation today.
今天我会用这样的翻译版本。
Another verse in Colossians chapter 1 verse 29.
哥罗西书第一章二十九节。
So, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Okay, another verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
3 and 4.
第三节第四节。
For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
Okay. Lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章第二十节。二十二节。
Say, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱和和平。
Okay. How about the Chinese repeat that verse again? Okay, it's a very good verse.
我们中文再一起来读。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to your presence once again.
主，今天早上我们来到你同在的面前。
Lord, we ask for your grace and your mercy.
我们祈求你的恩典和怜悯。
Yes, indeed, there are a lot of weaknesses in us.
在我们里面有很多的软弱。
Our physical weakness.
我们身体的软弱。
But Lord, we pray for your grace.
我们祈求你的恩典。
Oh, that your word will not be hindered because of our weakness.
愿你的话语不是因着我们的软弱是被拦阻。
Rather, through our weaknesses.
但是借着我们的软弱。
Your power once again be manifested.
你的能力再次得到彰显。
This we pray in your most precious name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Last time we shared concerning the significance of Christ's return.
上次我们讲到主耶稣再来的重要。
And there are 4 points.
有四点。
And the last point I wasn't able to finish it due to time.
就是最后一点我没有时间来分享。
But let's have a quick review.
但是我们来再次过一遍。
What is the significance of Christ's return?
主耶稣再来的重要性是什么呢？
Firstly, it's an ultimate manifestation of who he is.
是他主是谁的一个最极端的彰显。
People doesn't know at that time who he is.
很多时候人不知道他是谁。
But the book of Revelation say,
但是启示录说到，
when he comes back,
当他再来的时候，
all eyes will see him.
众都要看见他。
And those who even pierce him shall see him.
连刺他的人也要看见他。
And the world will wail because of him.
地上的万族都要因他哀哭。
Why do they wail?
为什么他们要哀哭呢？
Because they at that day they will see.
因为那一天他们要看见
they commit a big mistake,
他们犯了一个极大的错误
because the one who they put on the cross,
因为他们钉在十字架上那一位
is the God of glory,
是荣耀的神
is the God of creation,
是创造宇宙的神
Secondly,
第二点
it is also the ultimate what, declaration of our acceptance by God in Christ,
而且是在我们被在基督里面被神所接纳的最大的一个宣告。
In other words, that day God will proclaim to all the world.
那一天神要向全世界宣告。
Who are we to Him?
我们今天是谁
？Brothers and sisters, who are we to Him?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是谁
？A lot of times in the eyes of the worldly people, we are just nonsense.
今天在世人面前，我们不过是一些无聊的人。
We are just a scum of the earth.
我们是世上的渣子。
But that day,
但是那一天
God will proclaim,
神要宣告
This group of people are chosen by me.
这些人是我所拣选的。
This group of people are beloved by me.
这些人是我所蒙爱的。
This group of people are kept by me.
这些人是我所保守的。
This group of people are members of my body.
这些人是神基督的身体。
That day will be a glorious day, right?
那一天是荣耀的那一天。
Thirdly,
第三点
it is also an ultimate fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
这也是神旨意的最后的完成。
What is God's eternal purpose?
是神永远的旨意是什么呢？
Man and God and man dwell as one.
人和神，神和人同居。
Let me read to you Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章，我们一起来。
This is one of my favorite verse.
这是我最喜欢的。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
It says here, 21, I should say.
启示录二十一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说看哪神的帐幕在人间他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神
That day we will never be separated from God
那一天我们再不会从神面前分开
Well as of now sometimes we feel God is in our midst
有的时候我们觉得说神在我们中间
When we are in the world sometimes we feel God is not in our midst
但是我们有的时候觉得神不在我们中间
But that day It's a glorious day.
是那荣耀的那一天。
God and man and God will dwell as one.
神和人，人和神要同住。
This is the significance of Christ's return.
这就是主耶稣回来的重要性。
And this is what we are looking forward to.
这是我们所盼望的。
That's why we don't put our hope in this world today.
所以我们不把我们的盼望放在这个地上。
Because one day all these things will go away.
因为有一天这些事情都要过去。
And the fourth point.
第四点
，When he comes back，
当他再来的时候
，We will have a resurrected body。
我们会有一个复活的身体。
You know, First Corinthians chapter 15。
哥林多前书第十五章。
Let me read to you。
我们一起来读。
Chapter 15, it says here, in verse 42.
第四十二第十五章四十二节。
Yeah. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, but is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in the natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体，若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
That day we will have a resurrected body.
那天我们会有一个复活的身体。
Look at our body today.
看看我们今天的身体。
Just a couple change in weather, we got sick already.
只要天气变化，我们就会生病。
This is a, you know, a corrupted body because of sin.
这是个败坏的身体，因着罪的缘故。
But that day,
但是那一天
we will have a body that's an incorrupted body.
但是那一天我们会有一个不朽坏的身体。
You know, when we see a little child,
我们看到一个小孩子
it's so cute,
非常的可爱。
And we want to ask about the age. How do you ask them?
你想问问他年龄，你会怎么问呢？
Okay, how do you ask them?
你怎么问他？
Right, how do you ask the child?
你几岁了呢？
Huh?How old are you, right?
你多大了呢？
不是多大，你多老了。
你多老了呢？
How old are you?
你多老了呢？
And it's so true.
这是何等的真实。
When the baby is born, they start to get old.
这个小孩子一生下来就开始变。
This is corrupt. This is corruption.
这就是个朽坏。
We never say how young are you.
你从来不问说你多年轻。
We how old are you?
我们问你有多老。
Today I'm 60 already.
今年我已经六十岁了。
So when people say how old are you, I say I don't want to mention that anymore.
人问我你几岁了，我不想说，我不想告诉你。
But that day,
那一天
we will have a resurrected body.
我们会有一个复活的身体。
This body will not be corrupted because of sin. It will be corrupted because of sickness.
这个身体不会因着罪，也不会因着生病而朽坏。
It will be what sown in weakness, raised in power.
种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。
And it will also be a spiritual body.
而且是个属灵的身体。
Now, to what extent, I don't know.
到什么程度呢？我不知道。
But we can see only a little glimpse of what it is.
今天我们能够有瞥见一点点。
Remember when the disciples after the Lord's resurrection, they are so afraid, they hide themselves in the room.
当主耶稣复活以后，门徒们是那样子的害怕，他们就藏在屋里面。
Then suddenly the Lord appeared in their midst and said, "Peace be unto you."
但突然主耶稣显现在他们中间，说平安归给你们。
That is the resurrected body.
这是他那个复活的身体。
A body that is not restricted with time and space.
那个身体是不被时间和空间限制的。
And I believe it's more than that.
不光如此。
Brother and sister, we will have a resurrected body.
我们会有一个复活的身体。
Secondly, in verse 49,
第四十九节
it says here, "And when we are born, the image."Of the earthly, we also bear the image of the heavenly.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
When man was created, he's created according to the image and likeness of God.
当人被造的时候，照着神的形象被造的。
But because of sin, that image seems lost.
但是因着人的犯罪，这个形象就被失掉了。
Especially when people sin.
尤其是当人犯罪的时候
the reaction, the resemblance is not really God-like.
那个形象就不是一个神的形象。
But that day,
但是那一天
we will have a resurrected body.
我们会有一个复活的身体。
We will bear the resemblance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们会身体转变成主的形状。
So are you happy about it? Are you happy about it?
你是不是很高兴呢？ Yes.
Amen.We gotta be happy.
我们应该非常的喜乐。
This is a glorious future.
这是一个荣耀的未来。
The third point in Romans chapter 8.
第八在罗马书第八章。
He said we will be heir of God, co-heirs with Christ.
我们是神的后嗣。
Joint heirs with Christ.
与基督同作后嗣。
All the riches of the Father.
所有父亲的丰富。
We will be heir to it.
我们都是那个后嗣。
Brothers and sisters, this is something else.
这是一个实在不一样的事情。
And lastly.
最后。
It says in First Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
In 1 Corinthians, I should say.
在哥林多前书。
We will be what? We will be the judge of angels.
我们会来审判天使。
That's what Paul reprimanded the saints in Corinthians.
所以保罗在那里责备哥林多前书的哥林多的弟兄们。
Because they try to bring a brother to court.
因为他们弟兄告弟兄。
So to be judged by these so-called unbelieving judges.
是被这个不信的人所来审判。
So do you know one day we will be the judge of angels?
但他说你不知道吗？有一天我们要来审判天使。
We will be the judge of the world.
我们要来审判这个世界。
This is because we have this resurrected body.
是因为我们有这个复活的身体。
For this reason,
因为这个原因。
The Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
所以保罗在哥林多前书
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1
哥罗西书第三章第一节说
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
你们若与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
Brothers and sisters, do we see what is going to happen in the future?
你们看到我们将来要发生的事吗？
Do you see what we will become in the future?
你看到我们将来会变成什么样的人吗？
If we really, if the Lord open our eyes,
愿主开启我们的眼睛。
Then we don't seek the things which are on earth.
所以我们不要来求在地上的事情。
It doesn't mean we don't want to work anymore.
不是说我们不再工作了。
We still need to work.
我们还是要工作。
But let us not put our heart into it.
但是不要把我们的心思放在上面。
Let us put our heart on something that is eternal.
让我们把我们的心思放在存到永远的事情上。
Let us put something our heart on something that is glorious.
把我们的心放在那个存到那个永远的事情上。
And after this,
之后
in verse 4,
第四节
he says,When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Then suddenly in verse 5, he says, Mortify therefore members of your body.
所以第五节突然就讲到要致死你们在地上的肢体。
He says here, we need to what? We need to put to death members of our body, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed.
这里讲要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
In other words, when we have such a glorious hope before us,
也就是说，当我们有这个荣耀的盼望在我们前面
，Let us abstain from these sinful things.
让我们来远避这些淫情、邪情。
Today, in especially the young people, I want to talk to you today.
今天这年轻人，我想跟你们讲话。
There is a lot of spiritual immorality going on right now.
在这个世界上有很多非常的败坏的事情。
And this so-called spiritual immorality have been tolerated, accepted, even practiced by the world today.
今天这个世界能够接受也实行这些败坏的事情。
To such an extent, people felt like it's something normal.
这些不道德的事情，属世的人觉得是正常的。
30 years ago, when you talk about this, it's something shameful.
三十年前讲到这些事情是觉得羞耻。
We don't even want to mention it.
我们不会提到这些事情。
And if people mention it, they will mention it in the dark.
如果有人提到这些事情是在黑暗里提
But today when you go to the supermarket
今天你在那个超级市场
And when you go to this, this so-called magazine stand magazine stand
如果你站在那个卖杂志的那个货架面
You can see all these pictures of sexual immorality are just open up for everybody to see
那个杂志的照片上到处都是那些淫乱的照片
And you can see people they're standing there just watching it
很多人站在那里就在那里看
This is something shameful
这是一个非常羞耻的事情
But yet today's world they accepted that thing
但是今天的世界接受这些事情
Today as children of God
今天作为神的儿女
If we have this hope of glory
如果我们有这个荣耀的盼望
We need to abstain from all of this
我们需要从这些事情避开来
It's like for example that if one day a sister is going to get married
就像好像有一天一个姊妹要结婚
He is awaiting for that glorious day to happen
她要等着那天荣耀的那一天
What do you think this sister will be doing?
你觉得这个姊妹在干什么
What do you think? How do she prepare herself?
你觉得她应该怎么样来准备呢
People will say, oh, they prepare their housing, they prepare their clothing, so on and so forth
她会准备她的房子还要准备她的衣服
To me, it's only secondary
这是其次的
The first primary most important preparation is the preparation of the heart.
第一个最重要的准备应该是准备他的心。
You prepare our heart to be clean.
你要让洁净你的心。
No lady who's going to get married still had relationship with other men when she's about to get married.
没有人要结婚的时候还在跟另外一个人还有其他的关系。
Today, one day, we will be the bride of Christ.
有一天我们会成为基督的新娘。
So when Christ shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory.
所以当基督显现的时候我们要和他一同显现在荣耀里。
What kind of appearance? We will appear as the bride of Christ.
我们在他面前显现的时候是什么样子呢
If we are to appear as the bride of Christ,
如果我们显现成为基督的心腹,
how do we need to abstain ourselves from all these so-called sinful things?
我们怎么能够才让自己远避这些淫乱的事情呢?
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
2 weeks ago, my mom has this 90th birthday.
两个星期之前，我妈妈过了九十岁的生日。
And one of my niece who's going to get married.She came over.
我的一个侄女，她要结婚了，她就过来。
And his fiance said, "I want also to come over."
她的
fiance.
她的未婚夫就说我也要来。
And I was thinking why he wants to come.
我在想他为什么要来。
You know the first thing he told me, "I want the blessing."
他说我要得到你的祝福。
I want the blessing from the Lord.
我希望得到主的祝福。
I want the grandma to pray for me.
我要祖母为我祷告。
To them, How do they prepare their marriage?
今天他们人怎么来预备自己的婚姻呢?
Is that the blessing of the Lord comes upon them?
是神的祝福临到他们。
They knew what is the most important thing in the life of a married couple.
因为他知道在这个婚姻里，在这个夫妻之间最重要的事情是什么?
The blessing of the Lord and the presence of the Lord.
是主的祝福和主的同在。
There are a lot of you might be going to get married.
今天也许很多年轻人要结婚。
Let me tell you one thing.
让我告诉你一件事。
The most important preparation is the preparation of the heart.
最重要的准备是预备我们的心。
Get your heart right with God.
让我们的心在神的面前是对的。
Put your heart in the right place.
把我们的心放在一个对的位置上。
And I tell you, there will be blessing upon blessing upon blessing.
我告诉你会有不停的祝福。
Today, as we expect for the Lord's coming back,
今天当我们准备主再来的时候，
Let us prepare our heart.
让我们来预备我们的心。
Let us prepare our heart to be clean.
让我们洁净我们的心。
Well, people, one day, let me tell you a story. One day, there is a brother who went to work.
有一天，一个弟兄去上班。
He worked in a he need to travel to another city.
他需要到另外一个城市去。
And this city is a sinful city.
那个城市是一个犯罪的城市。
All over the place, there are all these things are displayed.
所有这些事情都公开的显示。
So the first day he went there, he felt so uneasy.
第一天他到那里的时候，他觉得非常的不安。
And he doesn't even have peace within.
他里面没有平安。
But after the fifth day,
到五天以后。
Listen carefully. After the fifth day,
五天以后。
He started to adjust to the darkness of the city.
他就开始适应这个城市的黑暗。
It doesn't mean he practiced these simple things, no.
不是说他开始做这些黑暗的事情。
Oh, it doesn't mean he approved of all these things, no.
也不是说他赞同这些事情。
But he started to adjust.
但是他开始适应。
Instead of being, you know, judging this city or being sinful, he felt like it's okay. It's, this is natural.
不是说判断这个犯罪的事情，而是说这是 OK 的，这是正常的事情。
Brothers and sisters, our God is light.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神是光。
In him there is no darkness at all.
在他里面没有黑暗。
He is love.
他是爱,
but he doesn't adjust to darkness.
但是他不适应黑暗。
Today we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
We are the bearer of the light of God.
我们是神光的见证。
We don't adjust to darkness.
我们不会适应到黑暗里去。
A lot of times we try to put this light under a bushel.
我们有的时候把这光藏在那个斗里面。
Hoping that people can also envelop us and accept us.
希望人能够接受我们。
This is not who we are.
这不是我们所是的。
We are the testimony of Jesus Christ here on earth.
我们是在基督在地上的一个见证。
We are not the light, but we are the bearer of the light.
我们不是那个光，但是我们是那光的见证。
And because we are the bearer of the light, we don't approve of these simple things.
因着我们是光的见证，所以我们不能够赞同那些犯罪的事情。
People might not feel easy with us.
也许人觉得和我们相处不容易。
They might feel we are different.
人家会觉得我们不太一样。
Well, let me tell you, that is the right thing.
让我告诉你，这是对的事情。
Because we are different.
因着我们不一样。
We are the children of the light. They are not.
我们是光的儿女，他们不是。
We are the children of God. They are the children of the devil.
我们是神的儿女，他们是魔鬼的儿女。
When we come to a point,
到了一个地步。
When people in this world accept us just like them.
如果这世上的人接纳我们像他们一样，
then we had a problem.
那我们就有问题了。
It means we lost the testimony.
因为我们失去了那个见证。
It means that we lost the light.
因为我们失去了那个光。
Today may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们身上有怜悯。
He said when Christ shall appear,
因为基督要显现的时候，
we shall also appear with him in glory.
因为我们和他一同显现在荣耀里。
Therefore, abstain ourselves from sexual immorality.
所以要禁戒这个世上的邪情。
Thirdly.
第三点，
Sometimes we give a lot of reason.
有的时候我们会有很多的争论。
Well, because we had a need.
因为我们有需要。
Brothers and sisters, you should know the difference between a need and a desire.
我们要需要知道说这个需要和这个盼愿望是的区别。
You know, God has a commitment.
神有一个
commitment. He is committed to supply all our needs.
神应许要供应我们一切的需要。
Is it? That's what the Bible says.
这不是圣经上所说的吗
？And my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
因为神要照着你的荣耀的丰富。满足你们一切的需要。
But God is not fully committed in fulfilling your desire.
但是神没有应许满足你所有的要求。
Maybe if especially when your desire is in contrast with His holy nature.
尤其是当你的这个欲望和他的圣洁相悖的时候。
Or if your desire is like it's worldly.
尤其是你的欲望是属世的时候。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to know.
今天我们需要知道
God will supply all our need.
神会满足供应我们一切的需要。
But He is not committed to supply all your earthly desire.
他当然不会满足你所有属世的欲望。
Today we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
He says here we need to abstain from sexual immorality.
我们需要远避淫行。
Secondly, He says here impurity.
是污秽。
Impurity speaks of evil-minded person.
污秽说到一个。头脑污秽的人
or a filthy speech, a filthy thoughts.
是有一些污秽的思想。
You know, how do you catch a person with mind that is impure?
你怎么能知道这个人的思想不洁净呢？
Let me give you an example, okay?
我给你一个例子。
If I gave you a gift,
我给你一个礼物。
What is your reaction, brother?
你的反应是什么呢？
Sorry for using you as an example. What is in your mind?
你在想什么呢？
What is the reason I gave you?
为什么我会给你一个礼物呢？
It's your birthday, okay?
这是我的生日吗？
Or if any time I give somebody a gift, the reaction is because he loved me so much, so he gave me a gift, right?
如果是有人给我一个礼物，那我的反应是他因着他爱我。
But a person with an impure mind has a different kind of thinking.
但是有一个不洁净的灵的人，他的反应可能是这样。
He felt like, oh, she is giving me a gift because one day he will ask a favor from me.
他给我一个礼物，可能有一天他想跟我要点什么吧。
This is so-called impurity.
这就是一个不洁净。
Today, when we are born in Adam, we have impure mind.
我们今天是在亚当里生的人，都有一个不洁净的灵。
Because we are corrupted by sin.
因为我们是被罪所污秽。
That's why the Bible tells us.
所以圣经说。
After we got saved, we need to be renewed.
所以当重生以后，我们需要更新。
We need to be renewed in our mind.
我们在灵里面思想里面要更新。
The first time when we received the Lord Jesus,
当我们刚刚接受主的时候
our spirit which are dead is enlivened.
我们里面的灵被复兴。
But the transformation of the work in our soul started.
但是我们的魂的改变刚刚开始。
Is from the mind.
是从我们的思想开始。
Because the mind is always the starting point.
这个思想是我们所有的事情都从思想开始。
Concerning sexual immorality,
就讲到这个淫乱的事情。
It's all together started in the mind.
都是从思想开始。
That's why we need to, as a children of God,
所以神的儿女
our mind need to be renewed day by day.
所以我们每天要更新变化。
We need to have renewed according to the mind of Christ.
我们要照着基督的思想更新变化。
You know, that's why we need also be careful what we read, what we watch, and who are we in contact with.
所以我们要小心我们读什么，我们看什么，我们跟谁接触。
Especially the young people.
尤其是年轻人。
You know, parents, a lot of times we are so concerned concerning the grades of our children.
很多时候做父母的非常担心儿女的成绩。
We want their high GPA.
我们需要他们有很高的那个成绩。
We want them to go into a great college.
我们希望他们去好的大学。
Yes, that's true. We need to be concerned.
是的，这是我们所应该就挂心的事情。
But there is one thing we should be more concerned.
但有一件事情我们需要更加的挂心。
It's concerning what they read, what they watch.
需要他们。读什么？
And who their friends are.
他们的朋友是谁？
Because all these things serve as a basic foundation of how they live in the future.
因为这些事情是他们将来以后成为什么人的根基。
That's why in raising up your children.
所以当养育儿女的时候。
What is your priority?
你的什么是最重要的事情？
Is to bring them to the Lord.
是把他们带到神面前。
That's why it is my burden nowadays.
今天是我的负担。
Especially in among the young people in FCA.
尤其是在西南区的这些年轻弟兄姊妹。
That the parents should be involved in the spiritual upbringing.
父母应该在儿女的养育上
有份。A lot of times we felt like, well, it's the problem of the Sunday school teachers.
有很多时候父母说这是主日学老师的责任。
Let me tell you, it's not.
让我告诉你，不是的。
The Sunday school teacher is only playing a supportive role.
这个主日学的老师只是负一个帮助的责任。
The main role of the parents.
这个主要的父母主要的责任。
Is to pray with your children, read the Bible with their children.
是跟你的儿女一起玩，跟你的儿女一块来读圣经。
That's why I make a commitment.
一起祷告，一起读圣经。
That's why I require the parents in FCA, especially the high schoolers.
尤其是在所以我要求在新南区的父母，尤其是高中生的父母。
To make a commitment.
要做一个决定。
To at least once a week.Pray with their children, read the Bible with their children.
至少一星期一次跟你的儿女祷告，跟你的儿女一起读圣经。
That the children will know we are concerned about them.
让儿女们知道我们非常的挂心。
Not only their education.
不光是他们的教育。
Education come and go.
教育是会来来去去。
But the spiritual education.
但是属灵的教育。
Is what we need today.
是我们今天所需要的。
Not only for the future of the church.
不光是为了将来的教会的未来。
But more for their salvation.
更是为了他们的得救。
Is your children saved?
是你的儿女得救了吗？
If they are saved, how is their spiritual condition?
如果他们得救，他们属灵的光景怎么样？
Brothers and sisters, we should be concerned about them.
弟兄姊妹，我们应当是挂虑这些事情。
Thirdly,
第三点
is concerning what we call passion.
是讲到邪情。
Passion.
邪情。
After we have this impurity, we have this passion.
当然有这些污秽之后，我们就有了个邪情。
Passion is some is a heated desire.
这个邪情就是一个非常强烈的欲望。
To get something when you are given the opportunity.
只要有机会，我们就一定要得到这个事情。
That's why there's a lot of crime nowadays.
所以今天有很多的犯罪。
Crime of sex, crime of violence. You know, trying to rob the bank because they have this so-called passion.
淫乱的罪和那个抢劫的罪，因为他们要去抢银行，因为他们有一个这个邪情。
Given that opportunity, they take the opportunity.
只要有那个机会，他们就会抓住这个机会。
They don't care about the outcome.
他们不管结果怎么样。
As long as I have it right now, I will have it.
只要我现在得到，我现在就要。
This is passion.
这就是那个邪情。
Today we need to turn.
今天我们需要回转。
Passion from the world to passion to Christ.
我们今天从这个世界的邪情转到为主的热心。
If we have passion for Christ.
如果我们为主热心
，then you don't have any of this problem anymore.
你就不会有这些问题。
Then the fourth one, evil desire.
第四点，恶欲。
We use a passion and evil desire almost the same thing. Yes, it's synonymous.
邪情和恶欲几乎是相同的。
But there's a little difference.
有一点不一样。
Evil desire, let me illustrate it in this way. It's like a bucket full of water.
恶欲就好像一个篮子装满了水。
With a 3-inch hole underneath.
底下有三个孔。
A big bucket of water.
一个大桶里装满了水。
With a 3-inch hole underneath.
这底下有一个3英寸的洞。
洞。You try to put water on it.
你就在里面加水。
It will never be filled.
它永远也装不满。
Because there's a leakage.
因为在底下有漏洞。
You know this sexual desire, you know immorality are just like that.
这个淫乱就像这样一样。
You never be satisfied.
你永远都不会满足。
You gave him, they want some more.
你要得到了，你还要。
It's just like the Samaritan woman.
就像那个撒玛利亚的妇人
，He already had a 5 husbands, and the 5th one is not hers. He still wants. He wants some more.
他已经有五个丈夫，第五个还不是他的丈夫，他还要。
Because he have this evil desire within.
因为在他里面有那个恶欲。
It continues to crave something more that is not even allowed.
他就不断的想要，虽然是那不应当他所得的。
Isn't this the condition of the young people nowadays?
今天是不是很多年轻人的光景呢
？Or they desire something of the iPad,
他们
iPhone.
他们要那个 iPad, 要 iPhone.
Or they play one game.
他们玩了一个游戏。
We thought, oh, it will be satisfied. No, they want more.
他们是不是已经满足了？不，他们还要。
Parents, be careful.
父母啊，我们要小心。
Young people, be careful.
年轻人要小心。
Let not this evil desire be in you.
不要在这个恶欲不要在你的里面。
For we are the children of the kingdom of God.
因为我们是属神的儿女。
Our desire is something upward.
我们的愿望是在天下。
Our desire is something glorious.
我们的盼望是在荣耀里面。
Then lastly is the greed.
最后一点是贪婪。
You want some, you know, this is the root of all the problems.
这个贪婪是问题的根源。
What is the problem of sexual immorality, impurity? Because there is greed inside.
为什么会有淫乱，会有污秽呢？因为那里面有个贪婪。
Lastly, idolatry.
最后是拜偶像。
No, sometimes I feel like how could they connect idolatry with this sexual immorality?
为什么贪婪和拜偶像连在一块呢？
Let me read to you Numbers chapter 25.
我们来读民数记25章。
Numbers
25.
25,
verse 1 and 2.
And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab, and they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat, bow down to their gods.
以色列人住在石亭，百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱，因为这女子叫百姓来，一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。
Every time idolatry is involved, surely the next thing is sexual immorality.
哦，每一次当有拜偶像的时候，就一定会有淫乱。
I call it the evil twin.
我讲这是两个双败坏的双胞胎。
You have idolatry.You have sexual immorality.
如果你有拜偶像，就一定有淫乱。
Especially it says here in verse 3.
第三节这里讲。
And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel.
以色列人与巴利比尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
The Lord specially mentioned Baal.
这里神特别强调巴利。
Why is the children of Israel attracted to Baal?
为什么以色列人被巴利所吸引呢？
The children of Israel is attracted to Baal not because of Baal itself.
以色列人被巴利所吸引不是因着巴利自己。
It is they are attracted to what Baal has to offer.
是因着巴利所提供的。
What does Baal offer?
巴利所能供给他们什么呢？
Sexual immorality.
就是淫乱。
It's okay.
就无所谓。
That's why the children of Israel started to have this sexual immorality.
所以以色列人就开始有淫乱的时候。
Brothers and sisters, every time we love something more than we love God.
弟兄姊妹，当每一次我们爱别的事情过于爱神的时候。
Sooner or later, these things start to creep in.
很快，这些事情就会慢慢的渗透进来。
Believe me.
相信我。
A lot of times, I even see in the Philippines an elder.
甚至在年长的弟兄里。
Yeah, he's an elder.
有一个年长弟兄，长老。
Because he get himself involved with his love for money.
因为他爱钱的缘故。
Sooner or later, he committed adultery.
很快他就开始犯淫乱。
I don't know how they connected.
我不知道这两件事情怎么连在一起。
But the Bible tells us this is an evil twin.
但是圣经告诉我们这是两个败坏的双胞胎。
When we love something more than we love God, sooner or later we started to sin.
但当我们爱别的事情过于爱神的时候，很快我们就会犯罪。
Now what should we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Maybe you will be discouraged when I talk about all these things.
但你也许觉得很灰心。
At first, I really doesn't want to even mention this.
我甚至都不想提到这些事情。
But the Bible put it with for a purpose.
但是神把这些话放在这里有一个目的。
That we might turn to something more positive.
我们能够转回到正面的事情上。
If you read this verse beginning from verse 5.
当你读到第五节的时候
，He says here, as I said, you know, put to death members of your body, sexual immorality, so on and so forth.
你致死地上的肢体如淫乱，如此如此。
If the book of Colossians started with that verse,
如果哥罗西书从这里开始
，then we will say, it's over. I can't do it.
你会说这完了，我根本做不到。
Because we as human beings, we are weak enough, we cannot overcome all this kind of sin.
因为我们是人，我们没有办法，我们非常软弱，没有办法胜过这些。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Before chapter 3 verse 5.
在第三章第五节之前。
There is chapter 1, chapter 2 of the book of Colossians.
还有哥罗西书第一章第二章。
We speak of.
这里讲到。
That all the fullness of the Godhead dwell in Christ.
神一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And he said you are complete in him.
你在它里面得以完全。
In other words, what is Paul is trying to say?
这里说什么呢？
You can overcome.
你可以胜过。
Because Christ is in you.
因为基督在你里面。
With him, you are perfect. You are complete.
因着他，你完全了。
There is no need for you to go after these things.
你不需要追求这些事情。
Indeed, when we look at the experience of this Samaritan woman,
当我们看看这个撒玛利亚妇人的经历。
The Lord told him.Told her.
主跟他说。
He said, "Drink of this water, you will thirst again."
你喝这个水还要再渴。
But this drink of this water that I gave you, you shall never thirst again, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
你喝我所赐给你的水就永远不渴，从你腹中要流出活水的江河。
And what did the Samaritan? How did the Samaritan reply?
这个撒玛利亚妇人说什么呢？
The Lord, give me that water.
主啊，把这水给我喝。
Immediately, that craving for simple things stops.
很马上的，他对那个犯罪的渴慕就停止了。
He became a testimony of Jesus Christ in the land of Samaria.
他在撒玛利亚地成了耶稣的见证。
Today, brothers and sisters, it's also applied to us.
今天这个也可以用到我们的身上。
There's always a craving of something.
我们总是在渴求一个什么东西。
There's always that emptiness within.
在我们里面总是有一个空缺。
What should we do?
我们应当做什么呢？
We need to come to the Lord, give me that water.
我们应当到主面前说，把那水给我喝。
I tell you, when we drink of that water, we shall never thirst again.
当我们在喝那水的时候，我们永远不会再渴。
Young people, if you have a craving for that iPad, iPhone.
如果年轻人你对那个 iPad, iPhone 还有很多的渴慕。
Chinese speaking sense, when you try to crave for these Chinese movies.
如果你想中国人如果你喜欢看那个电视
Let me tell you,
让我告诉你
Come to the Lord and say Lord give me that water
到主面前说主把那水给我喝
In him you are complete
在他里面你会得以完全
In him you are satisfied
在他里面你会得以满足
You can say I don't need this thing anymore
你会说我不再需要这些事
Christ is my all and in all
基督是我的一切
He is our provision
他是我们的供应
God provided him to us
神把他供给我们
Secondly
第二点
God put us in a position
神把我们放在一个位置。
What kind of a position it is?
这个位置是什么呢
？Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says.
加拉太书第二章。
I am crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I who live.
现在不再是我活着。
So in other words, Paul is trying to tell the Galatian believers.
保罗跟加拉太的弟兄们说。
There is no need to go back to that old manner of life.
不要再回到过去的生活里。
Because that old manner of life is already crucified with Christ.
因为那个旧人已经被钉在十字架上。
It's over.
这过去了。
After you raise up from the water,
当你从水里上来的时候
you're starting to live in newness of life.
你需要过一个新人的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is our position.
这是我们的位置。
Thirdly,
第三点。
Conditionally.
条件的。
Firstly, we have a person in us.
第一有一在我们里面有一个人
Secondly, we are in a position,
我们有在一个位置上
causing us to overcome,
使我们能够胜过
Thirdly,
第三点
we have a condition,
我们有一个条件
What condition?
什么条件
We need to choose,
我们需要选择
We need to choose,
我们需要选择
Now, Before we are saved, we don't have the right to choose,
在我们得救之前我们没有办法选择
We are just like a puppet,
我们就像一个木偶
Satan is just a puppet master pulling the strings,
撒旦就像那个拿木偶的那个人一样
But praise God,
但是感谢神
One day, Christ came into us, we are made alive.
基督进到我们里面我们又活过来
And because we are made alive, we can say no to the enemy.
因着我们活过来我们可以对仇敌说不
We should admit the fact, temptation will always be there.
我们需要承认说诱惑总会在我们周围
Especially Satan will try to make more temptation to the children of God.
尤其是撒旦会对属神的儿女会有更多的试探
But we can experience victory after victory because we have this condition to say no to Satan and yes to God.
但是我们会不断的经历胜利，因为我们会对仇敌说不，对神说是。
So this is the provision God has given us.
这就是神所给我们的供应。
Now how do we put it into practice?
我们怎么来实行呢
？We come to that verse again.
我们来到那节圣经里面。
Abstain from sexual immorality.
我们禁戒肉体的私欲。
Put to death all the members of your body.
致死肉体的肢体。
When you talk about putting death to the members of your body,
致死讲到致死地上的肢体。
People may have this wrong impression.
也人也许会觉得说
，because in Matthew chapter 5 verse 29 it says，
尤其是马太福音第五章二十九节说
，it says if your eye causes you to sin，
如果你眼睛让你犯罪
，pluck it off，
就把它挖出来
，it's better for you to lose one member of your body than your whole body to be in hell。
你宁可失去身上的一个肢体，也不要全身进到地狱里。
But is that literally like that? No, it's not。
是不是就这样的话上就这样
讲呢 ？When the Lord Jesus is telling that to his disciples，
主是这样告诉门徒们。
He's trying to tell them we need to abstain, do not pay attention to these simple things。
是主是说要禁戒肉体的私欲，不要注重这些事情。
A lot of times we are so foolish。
很多时候我们非常的愚昧。
It seems like we try to challenge ourselves。
有的时候我们向自己挑战。
We can overcome this kind of thing。
我们可以胜过这些。
We continue to read these things that is continue to read these things that cause us to be sinful。
我们继续来读那些让我们犯罪的东西。
What should we do？
我们应当做什么呢
？When temptation comes。
当诱惑来的时候
，causing you to read the thing that is not needed to be written，
需要让我们来读那些我们不应当读的东西的时候
，What should you do？
我们应当做什么呢
？Close that book，
把那个书关上。
When you are watching something that's causing you to sin，
当我们看那个让我们犯罪的东西的时候
，Turn that TV off，
把那个电视关了。
Don't just try to say let me look at it and see if I can overcome。
看看而不是说让我看一看，看看我能不能胜过。
That's why in Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 22。
所以在提摩太后书第二章二十节。
Flee youthful lust.
要逃避少年人的私欲。
Run away.
把它要逃开。
Don't just go around.
不要绕开它走。
Don't just stand there.
不要站在那里。
Run away.
跑开来。
Flee youthful lust.
跑开肉少年人的私欲。
Okay, this is something that is negative. We need to run away from these things.
这是个消极的事情，我们要从那个事情跑开来。
He says, "You pursue." Then afterwards, he says, "Pursue righteousness, love with them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart."
而要跟那个倾心祷告人主的人追求公义、圣洁、和平。
Pursue the Lord.
要追求主。
When we on the one hand, we need to run away from these things.
一方面，我们要从这些事情跑开来。
On the other hand, we need to turn our heart to Jesus.
另一方面，我们把我们的心转向耶稣。
There's a hymn that I like so much.
有一首歌我非常喜欢。
It says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus."
要转眼仰望耶稣。
Look full in His wonderful face.
仰望他的容面。
It says, "And all these things will go away."
所有这些事情都转眼成朦胧。
Are we going to turn our eyes to Jesus?
我们是不是要转眼仰望耶稣
？The first thing in the morning when you wake up.
当早上第一眼睁。
Is it to look at the iPhone?
你是看看你的手机呢
？Or to turn our eyes to Jesus?
还是把你的眼目转望耶稣
？Lord, this morning I just want to say good morning to you, Lord.
是跟主耶稣说早上好。
Lord, speak again to me.
请你向我说话。
Speak your word again to my heart.
把你的话说到我的心里。
This is to turn your heart upon Jesus.
把你的眼目转向耶稣。
Lastly,
最后
，it says, pursue righteousness, love with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
是跟那个倾心祷告主人追求公义圣洁。
A lot of times we forget this very important phrase with them.
我很多时候我们忘记了和他们和。
A lot of Christians felt.
很多基督徒失败。
That a personal relationship with God is the most important thing.
我们跟那个
personal relationship.
我们跟主之间的个人的关系非常的重要。
It's true.
这是真的。
We need a personal relationship with God.
我们需要一个个人跟主之间的关系。
Because God put us in a position.
因为神把我们放在一个位置。
Which is Christ.
就是在基督里。
For us to be saved.
让我们得救。
But.
但是。
God doesn't end there.
但是神没有结束在那里。
He said with them.
要同那。
God put us also in an environment.
神也把我们放在一个环境里。
What environment is that?
这个环境是什么呢
？The church.
就是教会。
Today in the church we are safe.
今天在教会里面我们是安全的。
Don't belittle the church.
不要
Don't belittle the church. 小看。
不要小看教会。
A lot of time we felt like, oh, this brother says they're not up to my standard.
你会觉得有的时候你说这个这里的人不合我的标准。
Oh, I am more spiritual than them.
我比他们更属灵。
I know the Bible more than them.
我比他们更知道圣经。
Maybe it's true.
也许这是真的
but you still need the church.
但你还是需要教会
Today I can stand here,
今天我能站在这里
continue to speak more than 20 years.
传讲二十多年
It's because of you.
是因着你们
You are my admiration.
你是 我所羡慕的
you are the one that inspired me to continue on to run this race.
是你激励着我继续往前
Without you, I will not be standing here.
没有你们我不会站在这里
Especially when I come to Dumbo.
尤其是当我来到 Dumbo 的时候
When I hear you young people praying.
当我听到年轻人祷告
It really touched my heart.
真的摸到我的心
It reminds me who we are.
提醒我是谁
Brother, sister, I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题
As strong as you are,
你是像你这样强壮
Have you ever experienced a moment of weakness?
你有没有经历过一个软弱的时刻
I want to ask one of any of you, have you ever in your life experienced a moment of weakness?
你有没有人在生命里面经过软弱的时候
If you have weak, raise your hand.
如果你有的话请你举起手来
But today, thank God.
但是今天感谢
你 But today you are still here.
你今天还在这里
Because of Christ,
因着基督
Because of the church,
因着教会
The church might not be up to your standard.
如果教会不合你的标准
Maybe sometimes those people around you might be as weak than you are.
在你周围的人比你还要软弱。
But let me tell you,
让我告诉你
we need the church.
我们需要教会。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
The fullness of Him which filleth all and in all.
基督的丰满充满一切。
Brother Philip once said, Brother Philip once said, 钟弟兄。
钟弟兄有一次讲到。
Yes, the church might not be up to your standard.
教会也许不合你的要求。
But there's still a long way to go.
但是还有很长的路要走。
But we are on that road.
我们就在那个路上。
Brothers and sisters, if you are on that road,
如果你在那条路上
if you are with the church, then you are safe.
你如果和教会在一起，你是安全的。
That's why we need to know.
也许所以我们要知道。
We need the brothers and sisters.
我们需要弟兄姊妹。
That's why especially you young people.
尤其是年轻人。
What did Paul tell the young Timothy?
保罗跟提摩太说什么呢
？That do not belittle.
不要
小看你年轻。
不要小看你年轻。
But be an example of the believers.
作为信徒的榜样。
In word, in conversation.
因那个在言语行为上。
In spirit and in truth.
在真理和在属灵和真理上。
Yes, you might not be an elder here in the church.
也许你在教会里不是长老。
But every one of us here has a role.
但是我们每一个人都有一个责任。
What role is that?
我们的
责任。
责任是什么呢？
The role of being an example of the believers.
是作为信徒的榜样。
Today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
we had a big responsibility.
我们有一个很大的责任。
A responsibility that will affect every member of the body of Christ.
这个责任会影响到每一个教会的身体。
That's why we need to abstain from sexual immorality.
所以我们要禁戒肉体的情欲。
Because we had a responsibility.
因着我们有这个责任。
I'm responsible to you. You are responsible to me.
我对你负责，你们也对我负责。
If because of what I did caused you to fall, then I have a big problem.
如果因着我做的使你失败，我就有很大的问题
了。Today we praise God.
今天我们赞美神。
Put us in a position,
把我们放在一个位置上
which is in Christ.
在基督里面
in Christ we are saved.
在基督里面我们是得救
That's why daily we need to have a personal relationship with him.
所以我们要跟他有个亲密的关系
Praise the Lord also for the church.
把我们也放在教会里面
It's a safety environment which protects us from sin.
是一个安全的环境保护我们不犯罪
So may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯
These few words of sharing.
这几句简短的交通
May encourage us to go on with the Lord.
让我们能够继续来追求主。
I see there's a lot of friends today here.
今天看到有很多的朋友们。
I just want to tell you one thing.
我告诉你一件事。
I want to tell you a good news.
我要告诉你一个好消息。
You need Jesus.
你需要耶稣。
Jesus wants to save you.
耶稣想要拯救你。
Jesus wants to save your life.
耶稣要救你的生命。
Jesus wants you to be members of His body.
耶稣要你成为教会的身体。
Jesus wants you to be part of Him in eternity. To be part of Him in eternity.
耶稣要你成为永远的一部分。
It's so easy.
这是很容易的一件事。
Just say, Lord, come into my heart.
说主，你来到我的心里。
In my heart, there is a place for you.
在我心里有空处为你预备。
Immediately, He become your Savior.
马上他就成为你的。
He immediately will wash away your sins.
马上他就洗去我们的罪。
Immediately, you will be members of the body of Christ.
马上你就成为他基督身体的一部分。
Let me tell you, all this body one day will go away.
让我告诉你，我们的身体有一天都会过去。
But our spirit remains forever.
但是我们的灵会存到永远。
Now the question is, where does your spirit go?
但是问题是，你的灵在到哪里去
？Will it go to what eternity, glorious eternity?
会到永远里去呢
？Or eternal damnation?
还是到永远的审判里
？Today is the day of acceptance.
今天就是呢得救的日子。
Don't say, I can stay, I have another week.
不要说我再等一个礼拜。
I don't know what will happen next week.
我不知道下礼拜会发生什么。
I don't even know what will happen the next moment.
我甚至不知道下一个时刻会发生什么。
But I know one thing.
但是有一件事我知道。
I have right now.
就是现在。
If you believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你相信主耶稣。
Today is the day of your acceptance.
今天就是你得救的日子。
Today you can experience what we experience.
你今天会经历我们所经历的。
You will experience that you are in that kind of a position that is safe because you are in Christ.You will experience that you are in that kind of a position which is in Christ.
你会经历那个就是在基督里的位置。
You will also be experienced that you are in an environment that is so safe.
你会经历在那个一个环境里是这样的安全。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有怜悯。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we come to you.
主，今天早上我们来到你面前。
We thank you for your speaking.
我感谢你向我们说话。
Thank you that you are the one who lives in us.
感谢你活在我们里面。
That you are the one who protects us from all kinds of sinful things.
保护我们远离罪恶。
We can only declare only in you we are safe.
我们说我们在你里面是安全的。
Lord, also we thank you for putting us in an environment which is the church.
把我们也放在教会里面。
Which is your body, the fullness of him, which filleth all and in all.
教会就是你的身体，是那所充满者所充满的。
Therefore, may we continue to walk in you and to.Have fellowship with the members of your body.
让我们在你里面行走，和肢体有交通。
To the many friends we have today.
愿对这里所有的朋友们。
We pray that you continue to speak in their hearts.
请你继续向他们的心说话。
Oh, that you are that Savior.
因为你是那救主。
Only you can save us from sin.
只有你能够救我们脱离罪。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。